Anti-regime protests show no sign of abating in Saudi Arabia's restive eastern province. This time, protesters have come out on Tarut Adan to condemn the recent killing of a teenager by Saudi police. They also expressed solidarity with Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was wounded and arrested by Saudi forces in Qatif last month. Since then, the oil-rich eastern province has been the scene of anti-regime protests almost every day. People want the cleric to be let out of jail. He's an outspoken critic of the government. They're also calling for social justice and an end to systematic discrimination. At least 12 people have been killed in the regime's crackdown since last November. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Hisham Jaber, who is the director of the Middle East Studies Center, who is joining us now via satellite from Beirut. Mr. Jaber, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I'd like to get your opinion, Mr. Jaber, on this, on these demands of these protesters, i.e. the release of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, as well as the release of many of these political activists. Do you believe that the Saudi monarchy will honor these demands?
I'm not sure that the Saudi monarchy will honor the demands, but however, if they will do it, it's not the end of the day. It's not the end of all requests, you know. It's very, very complicated problem. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was accused by an official in Saudi Arabia to have psychological problems, which is not true at all. And it's a new accusation, you know. Of course, the people in Saudi Arabia who are asking for equality, for freedom, for democracy, they will be accused all maybe to be crazy or having psychological problems. The problem in Saudi Arabia, first of all, is not concerned the Shia community, which present 15% of the population. We are talking about more than 3 million Saudi citizen who are asking peacefully to be a citizen like the others. That's it. Also, others in Saudi Arabia, we are not only talking about the Shia. Don't forget that yesterday or the day before, demonstration were in Al-Madinah. Demonstrators were asking also to release prisoners of opinion. I think there is escalation in Saudi Arabia about this question. For 1 year and a half, people in Al-Qatif asking for their demands, and the authority is using harm against them. Harm provoke harm and violence, create violence. If you remember that last year, especially in March 5, when the government sent the police to stop those demonstrations, saying that it contradicts the Islamic Sharia and the value of tradition of Saudi society, and result of disturbing public opinion and public order. No one can believe that it's against the Sharia. The Sharia, the Islam, is a religion of freedom, especially of freedom of opinion. And it's open, it's not closed, and the peaceful demonstrations are not in any way disturbing the public orders. But if the government use violence against those citizens, of course it will provoke, it will disturb the public. The peace or the public inside the city.
So, Mr. Jaber, looking towards the future then for the Saudi monarchy and Saudis in general, do you believe that there is a period of instability now coming in the country?
No, I don't think so. Because what happened in the Arab world, you know, it will affect in a way or another Saudi's situation and Saudi's unity and Saudi's security. Bahrain, for example, cannot stay like this. At the end of the day, the people in Bahrain will achieve what they want, especially the democracy. And it will be very, very critical for the Saudi, because democracy contagious, as always we said, it will move to Saudi Arabia, and people in Saudi Arabia, they want democracy, whether they are Sunni or Shia. And I don't think it's the United States of America, which has interest always, you know, in the Saudi, with the Saudi regime. And it seems it's a blind about what happened in Saudi Arabia, the quest of democracy. It cannot stay like this forever. We have experienced that the Americans, they change, you know, from one day to another, their support to any regime when they see that that regime cannot, it's not able to stay and to protect their interest.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Hisham Jaber, Director of the Middle East Studies Center, joining us live from Beirut. Mr. Jaber, as always, we appreciate your insight here on Press TV.